We are very, very proud to have some very talented young ladies in studio with us. Over the years, Gary, you and I have been, I guess because we both have raised very strong-minded, talented young women in our families. We've always been great supporters of the Michigan Council of Women in Technology.
That's right.
And we're delighted to introduce right now Barb Kalbfleisch, who is the K through 12 coordinator for the Michigan Council of Women in Technology Foundation. And a very special event has taken place today. Barb, thank you so much for joining us. You don't have to worry about buttons. They're being pushed for you.
Oh, thank you, Foster. Glad to be here.
Thank you so much. Now, the big event, as a matter of fact, the judging took place today, and we have some very special people in the studio. But why don't you talk a little bit about the whole contest that took place today?
The Michigan Council of Women in Technology, our belief is that we need to make Michigan the number one state for women having careers in technology. In order
Amen.
To do that, we have to start young.
Yep.
The MCWT, this is our ninth annual website design competition for high school girls. Today was final, so we had 24 finalist teams, 12 beginner level, 12 advanced level.
I think we have the picture of all the young ladies.
That's last year's winners.
Was that last year's winners?
We just took today's winners.
Not yet.
So look for that in a couple days. So today was the competition. We had seven judges from major corporations, including, I don't want to name all seven.
There was many of them. Microsoft was one of them.
And Microsoft was one of them, yes, Comerica.
Yeah, some of your longtime sponsors, right? And,
yes.
And it's because they believe in the same thing that the Michigan Council for Women in Technology believes, right? We need a good, strong IT workforce, and that includes having many, many women in that workforce.
By the way, folks, I hope you don't think we're ignoring men in this. And I had to make a point of this. There's been a real deficit of women in technology. It's strange because in the 90s, the mid-90s, there were quite a few of them there.
The percentage was going up,
yeah.
And now the percentage is going back down a little bit. And we've got to change that, don't we, Barb?
We're here to fix that.
That's part of what you're here to fix. Okay, so you have the web design competition, and this year was titled Repurposing the Ultimate in Creativity and Recycling. Now, we have a drum roll here. Do we have a drum roll back there? We'll see if we can get a drum roll. All right, try. We have a couple of the winners of the honorees who are with us right now. Let me introduce them. Christina Lee, thank you very much for being here with us. Christina, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Now, tell us what category. There was advanced and beginners, and you were in the...
I was in the advanced category.
Okay.
And so what makes you in the advanced category? What's the difference between that and the beginners?
Well, we got to choose ourselves, but... basically, it's between whether you have experience in computer science or not.
Okay.
And since I've done work in computer science, especially with robotics and wearable technology, I decided to go to the advanced category.
Now, you're from the Utica Center for Math, Science, and Technology.
Yes.
Wow. That sounds really impressive. Now, is that its own high school or a part of a high school?
It's a half-day program. In the first half of the day, I go to Stevenson High School. And then the second half of the day, I go to the Utica Center for Math, Science, and
That's
Technology.
Okay, Shane. You can go, rah, rah, rah.
That's right. That's my home school.
All right. That's cool. So the second part of the day, then, you're concentrating on this. That is really neat. What year are you in now?
I'm in junior year right now.
You're in your junior year. Okay,
And it says site 175. How many sites were there? Do we know, Barb?
We had 105 entries.
Oh, did you? Okay.
And our host makes us start at 100.
I see. That's great.
Now,
we linked
that site, so you can see that site. And describe your site for just a little bit. Now, first of all, you won a very prestigious honor in that. What was that?
I won first place.
Congratulations.
Wow. Now we need a drum roll or at least
And claps. Barb, what went with winning first place?
Two things. $750.
Wow.
And Comerica gives the top winner a paid summer internship in its IT department.
So you're going to be busy this summer, right?
Yeah.
Very cool.
And it's a paid internship.
Yes.
Marvelous. That's fantastic. Now, I want to quickly, we're going to come back to you and talk a little bit about your websites, but we have another honoree with us, and that is Lakeitha Nimigada. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Was I close on the name?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad. Now, Lakeitha, you are from Farmington Harrison, right?
That's correct.
What year are you in?
I am a sophomore.
You're a sophomore there, but you were in the advanced group.
Yes, I was. I took a web design course last year, my freshman year at school.
Okay, so that made you, you know, you're up in the pros. Okay, all right.
Like to think that.
I like it. Okay, and by the way, we link off to your site as well. Now, you got an honorable mention, right?
That's correct, yes.
And what's behind the door for honorable mentions, Barbara?
$75 at the advanced level.
That's neat. I'm glad that you got that. Now, we're going to come back to talk about this, but have you been able to follow, this is the ninth year you've done this, have you been able to follow any of the girls as they've gone on?
Some of them have gone on to win our MCWT scholarship.
Mm-hmm. That's
$20,000.
And we've had a number of those winners on over the years.
Yes. In fact, one of the girls that won 3 years ago is one of our scholarship recipients now, and she's at the University of Michigan studying computer
science. That's fantastic.
In fact, she was on this show a couple years ago.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yep. So this is kind of a stepping stone, girls. You know, this is just the first step, and we expect you to see you back here. To receive honors for some of the other stuff coming down the road. That is marvelous, Barb. So this is, it's not just kind of a one-off contest here, but it's part of a bigger plan to help these girls to kind of cement and encourage them in the path that they're going on right now.
MCWT calls it the life cycle. Get them young, middle school, work with them through high school, nurture them through college with financial aid and internships. And then when they're ready for their career, our partners, our MCWT partners, are there to hire them.
You've also done things for people in graduate school, too, if I remember correctly.
We do have a graduate-level scholarship for women studying IT at the graduate level.
By the way, guys, there's some really cool hardware out there with the big winners. They got these cool laptops, am I right? For some of the honorees.
Some of the scholarship winners get nice Dell laptops with a lot of Microsoft software on it. Yes,
got
they
two
do.
Plugs in that yes. sentence. Yeah. Two plugs in
well,
one.
Here's a third one. Chrysler today came to the competition and announced it is giving $15,000 worth of scholarships to MCWT.
Wow.
So we will have five
great.
Chrysler Thank Foundation you, Chrysler. Scholarship winners this coming year.
Okay, now I am going to get back to you girls to talk about your individual sites, but let's just talk for a minute about how can a parent who's listening right now saying, you know, I'd really like to have my daughter involved in a program like this to encourage her to go on in technology and not to be kind of, you know, pushed out by this is not cool for girls kind of thing. How would a parent get involved with this or get a child involved?
They can start with mcwt.org.
Okay.
And look on our foundation tab. And those are our programs. We have summer camps for middle school girls and one-day extravaganzas with a technology theme. And we're one of the sponsors of EMU's Digital Divas this year as well.
That one-day event,
yes.
That is so, so cool.
A couple different things. First of all, about a month ago at the North American International Cyber Summit, one of the former winners came up to me and said, "Do you remember me?" I said, "Of course, you were on a radio show." And she said, "Yes, that's right." And I said, "What are you doing?" She's got a job. I'll go ahead and tell you. She got hired for like $80,000. I said, "You what?
Ooh,
this is like,
sweet.
This is your what, fourth or fifth job?" She goes, "This is my first job out of school."
Oh, man.
And she's in security. I'll tell you what, we do not have enough IT workers at all. So the salaries have been going up.
Yeah, they have been,
For everybody. But for women in technology, the salaries are really going up because there's not enough women in technology today. And it's just amazing why, if you have any aptitude at all and kind of like science and or kind of like math, man, there's a job out there just waiting for you.
Here's a jump ball for you. Not being sexist about this, but what do you think is unique that women bring to technology? Girls, you can chime in on this if you'd like to. Christina?
Other than just being really smart and organized.
Do you think there's something special that they bring to it?
I think they bring their special strength that even though they're in a job that is somewhat male-dominated, they bring their strength because they know they can do it, they can get somewhere, and they'll persevere to get where they want to.
In other words, just being there and being in a field that is male-dominated, at least, the fact that they're there means they're going to persevere. What do you think, Christine?
Well, I think that women like bringing people together, and especially when you're working on a team with, like, a guy lead, sometimes you can get very Like a woman's voice often isn't heard. So when other women come into the field, it encourages more people to come in.
That's a very good point. So that's interesting. You found that when men are in charge, it's kind of hard for everybody to get their voice heard. But when a woman's in charge and there are other women involved, everybody gets, a team really gets built.
It's Don't really changing rapidly, though. It really is, because they're so focused. It's wonderful.
Hey,
and they do collaborate better.
Back in just a minute, we're going to talk with Christina and Lakeitha about their websites and how they develop them. Now, in studio with us today are some of the winners of the Michigan Council of Women in Technology website, a web design contest. And we have Christina Lee and Lakeitha Nimbagada, who are with us. Christina is from the Utica Center for Math, Science, and Technology, and Stevenson, right? Right. Shane's nodding his head.
That's right. Stevenson. Go, Stevenson. Okay. Go, Titans.
And Lakeitha is here from Farmington Harrison. Are you in a special program there as well, Lakeitha?
Yeah, I'm in the IB program that was started 4 years ago.
What is that?
It's basically a program. It stands for International Baccalaureate, and it's where the curriculum is the same for people all over the world. And so you take these classes, which is year-round, for 2 years, and you take IB tests. And if you get a certain score on these tests, you're eligible for, it's kind of like AP, you get college credit.
Oh, wow.
And if you do the extended essay and CAS hours, which are like community service hours, you can get a diploma, which is nationally recognized.
Wow, that's very nice.
And what grade are you in?
I'm a sophomore.
You're a sophomore.
Yeah.
In college?
Soon enough, Dad, right? Soon enough, the bills will start coming, right? The dads are here in the studio.
I think this is a scholarship award winner we have right here.
Exactly. Well, speaking of that, we have Barb Kalfleisch, who is with us. She is the K-12 coordinator for the Michigan Council of Women in Technology Foundation. And you must be very proud of these young ladies.
It's so exciting.
Isn't it neat?
Every year, they get better and better and better.
Yeah, it must also... I think as a woman, you must have a certain sense of pride to see what this is doing for these young women and the boost that it gives them.
And not just that, the men that support MCWT,
they are just as
proud. Two of our judges today were male, and they just are so proud.
Popping their buttons, they're proud.
Yes, they are.
I want to talk to you young ladies about the sites you put together. And by the way, folks, if you go to our homepage, internetadvisor.net, you'll find links off to each one of these. Christina, let's talk about yours. And by the way, you are the grand prize winner, right?
Yes.
First place in the advanced division. And the theme was repurposing, the ultimate in creativity and recycling. First of all, when you heard that, what came to your mind?
I was a bit confused because I wasn't exactly sure what it meant, but after Googling it a little, I just imagined it to mean sort of like DIY and
do it yourself.
Yeah.
Right now. Okay.
So, like to create a project from something you already have around the house.
Now, my understanding that the rules of this thing were you couldn't use any outside sources like templates and things like that. Am I right?
Yeah, we couldn't use any templates at all, and we had to write the code up from scratch.
You had to do the code yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Had you ever done that before?
I've worked with HTML and CSS, which HTML is basically the information part of a website, and then the CSS is the styling. And I've worked with those two before on several projects in the past, but I've never used jQuery before. jQuery is a JavaScript library, which basically animates the page and makes it interactive.
You've got some incredible animation in this thing. I love how... Folks, you got to see this thing to believe it. I mean, you've got some video in there that is going as well. As some great stills that are part of the background on this thing. How is it interacting, and the
repurposing of the socks to make snowmen.
I love that.
I love the two little snowmen that kind of cuddle up to the first one. I thought that was really cute. The problem at our house, or at least with my socks, is I wouldn't know where to hide the holes.
In my house, there is an alternate dimension that most of the socks disappear into. Maybe you got to tap into that. So how did you come up with these particular kind of concepts for this?
Well, for the design, I really wanted to make something simple and clean so people won't have to read a bunch of text.
I like that.
So for the project pages, I actually have slideshows instead of just having text and then pictures next to each other. So everything is condensed into one part of the site.
I really like that whole concept of not having a lot of text, but a lot of visual elements with a little bit of information down below as well. Now, this is all yours. You did this whole thing yourself?
Yeah,
there wasn't a team working on this?
No, just me.
No help from Dad? No, he's shaking his head. No. Would Dad be able to help you with this?
Probably not.
Yeah, couldn't either.
I was going to say, Dad's like, I don't know what that
is. I don't know what she did, but it's really good. Yeah. This is marvelous. This is absolutely marvelous.
Thank you.
And what was it about this, Barb, do you think, when the judges looked at this, that made it stand out as the best out there?
Top 12 advanced finishers, finalists, have to give a presentation to the judge.
Ah.
So part of today's scoring was on their oral presentation.
Okay.
And we tell them, tell the judges what they can't see.
Ah.
The judges want to hear about their experience, what they learned, what they hated, what they were shocked by, what was the hardest, what was the easiest.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the oral presentation was very important.
So what did you hate?
Well, I didn't work with the navigation bar before. Like, I've never tried to integrate links and, like, images right behind it. So for the navigation bar, everything lines up, but that actually took me a while to do. And I had to use different units to line everything up with Google Chrome's developer tools to figure everything out.
Honey, this is incredible. This is absolutely incredible. You've got the visual elements, the toolbar you're talking about is absolutely fascinating. I want to quickly shift over because, Lakeitha, I want to talk about your site because yours is a little bit different. And yours has a lot more text to it. But explain your site to me, and what was it about it that made it unique?
Well, what I think what makes my site unique is that the banner at the top, Operation Save Our Planet, which is we wanted to inspire people to take part in repurposing, not only for themselves, but for the good of the planet itself, because repurposing helps make the planet a safer place environmentally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So now your toolbar, for instance, when I click on water bottles, for instance, I get a page then that talks about and some pictures about different things you can do with water bottles. That the idea? Where the idea was to give people examples of things they could do with things?
The idea was to inspire people to come up with ideas of their own.
Ah.
So not necessarily copy what we have or modify what we have. So all three of our ideas, water bottles, coats, and yoga mats, they're all based on things we saw around our school, Harrison. Me and my partner thought, why not just bring our school into this and show what's already been done so people can have an idea of what more they can do.
Now, Rafia was your partner, right?
Yes, Rafia.
Rafia, pardon me. Okay, Rafia. And this is at Harrison High School, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, did you have a partner, by the way, Christina, and yours?
No, I worked by myself on this one.
Okay. So. What were the rules?
Scoring is the same. Girls can choose solo or with a team.
Oh, cool.
Two.
Okay.
They're judged identically.
Why did you bring a partner in, Lakeitha?
Because I thought, I only took one web design class last year. I wasn't very experienced in this. So I thought, why not have someone to help me and we can work together? So I picked Rafia. She's a senior this year in the IB program. So I thought, experience, yay.
I love it. So what did you bring? What was your unique contribution?
I brought most of the code and the Photoshop elements because I found that really fun, and it was a challenge, but I like challenges.
I love it. Ladies, I want to congratulate you again. Christina Lee, you are the winner in the advanced segment. Thank you very much for being with us. It's been a delight having you here.
Thank you.
Lakeitha Nimigana, thank you so much for being here, and the best to you. We expect to see you next year.
Thank you, of course.
All right, and Barb Kauflisch, thank you, and thank MCWT for all the work that they do
I sure will.
And helping these young ladies.
Thanks, everyone.